Welcome to the Homegrown Remix Podcast. We will be tackling the tough questions that eat at your faith. Throughout the year, four students will dissect, discuss, and comment on each week's topic. And now, please welcome our host of Crossroads Farm.
Hello, and welcome to another Homegrown Remix Podcast of Crossroads Farm. Today we have three students from the shed who are going to introduce themselves.
I'm Austin Preston.
I'm Bradley Wolf.
I'm Autumn Friend.
Awesome. Okay, so how was everyone's Thanksgiving?
Pretty good.
Mine was pretty good.
It was interesting for me.
What are your favorite things about Thanksgiving or dishes on the table?
All the food, no school, and pie. And all of it, yeah.
Hot take, I don't like pie. Even hotter take, fruit should not be warm. I think fruit is a lot better cold. Or room temperature.
Just like...
I hate apple pie.
Pumpkin pie is probably the worst, though.
No.
Oh. Pumpkin pie is the best.
Really?
Thanksgiving was pretty good.
Spending time with family was my favorite part, and getting to see my cousins that I have not seen in a really long time.
That's awesome. So are you guys excited for Christmas?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited, especially Bradley. He's got these, like, Christmas leggings on today.
Yes, he does. We played a game today, Bradley. You want to explain your dress situation?
We played a game where you had to blow a balloon up and stuff the balloon into the pantyhose, and you had to get four on each side, and then put it on your head and get on the ground on all four and quote-unquote eat grass while somebody sings Jingle Bells.
So like a reindeer?
Yeah, I was a reindeer, yeah.
And Bradley won, so.
And now I'm wearing them. Yeah. Not on my head, on my pants, legs.
So, what else did we do tonight at Crossroads?
We talked about how Jesus is a humble king, and he's not like earthly kings where they're prideful and selfish, and yeah.
Tell me more about that.
So, Matt was the one that gave the talk tonight, and he read a passage about Jesus' birth in a manger. And so it was interesting that, like, the reason why they were going to Bethlehem in the first place is for Caesar's, who was the emperor of Rome at the time, and, like, he had a census, so that was, like, strictly just so he could prove how powerful he is and, like, how many people he ruled over. Whereas at the same time, Jesus, who's a more powerful king, was, like, being born in a manger on earth, like in a cave under the city.
So how would it be different if Jesus were, say, a billionaire born in a palace or something like that? How would that make the Christmas story different?
It would show that, like, God, like, or Jesus isn't really, like, humble, because he was born with the shepherds, which is, like, the lowest class. And if he was born with a higher one, then he would obviously took probably the same path as, like, what Caesar was doing and all the other, like, kings.
Yeah, he definitely wouldn't have, like, cared about us if he was born. If that was the mindset that he had, he wouldn't have, like, cared to suffer and die and, yeah, save us.
So on the flip side, why does it mean more to you that he was born in a small manger?
I think it was because that God really loves us, and how Caesar was not really a good person. Yeah. He wanted Jesus to love us and want us to have a relationship with God. That's why he sent Jesus to die for us on the cross.
Right, and so being born among shepherds, like Bradley mentioned, being born among animals makes him more relatable, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So one of Matt's points was that Jesus was a humble king, and I know Austin mentioned that earlier. Why do you think God values humility so much?
Because he created us in his own image.
So I think that it's pretty cool that God's, like, humble, because I was thinking about this a little bit, like, during the talk. Like, if God wasn't humble and, say, like, somehow it was, like, he was prideful and it was, like, good because to be prideful because, like, God's good. So that would, like, totally change everything. Like, nobody would ever love each other, and everybody would always just be striving to, like, hire themselves and promote their own, like, wealth, and, yeah, the world would be a lot different place.
If God or Jesus were a prideful and vain king, what do you think he would make us do?
I think he wouldn't have gave us free will and forced us to follow him, but he's not that way, and he loves all of us no matter what we do, as long as we've asked for forgiveness and mean it.
Right. So because he's humble, he doesn't require anybody to worship him. But like you mentioned, we have free will in order to choose to worship him. So it means more that way.
Yeah.
So how do you guys practice humility each week, each day? Like, how do you wake up and be like, I'm going to be humble today? What does that look like for you guys?
I try to share encouragement with my friends. They're going through, like, really tough times, so I would try my best to make them feel better, and I would say, hey, can I pray for you? And they would be, like, weirded out by it, but they would say, sure. So I would start praying for them, and throughout the day, they will come up to me and say, hey, that prayer that you said for me, my day is going really better. I'm like, oh, that's really good to hear. And it just brings me a lot of joy knowing that they're trying to get better and follow God.
What do you guys think the difference between being humble and, you know, dogging on yourself? What's the difference there? And letting your insecurities take over?
Like, you should, I don't know, I guess I think that I'm pretty good at my instrument, but I'm not, like, gonna be like, oh, I'm better than you, you suck. And I'm not gonna be like, oh, he's better than me, I suck. Like, there's like a middle point of, like, yeah, it's kind of hard to say, I guess. That, like, I know what I'm doing, you know what you're doing, good job. Like, something like that.
So, I guess what I would say is, like, being humble is more of, like, lifting others up rather than yourself, whereas being, like, a dog on yourself is more about, like, just putting yourself down rather than lifting others up. So, like, one, you're putting others higher than you, and the other, you're, like, putting yourself lower than them.
Yeah, it all has to do with what you're focusing on, right? Whether you're saying, I'm the best or I'm the worst, both are pride in a way because you're focusing on just me, me, me. But to be humble is to not think less of yourself, but just think about yourself less often, right? So what would it look like for you guys to consider God and other people more significant than yourself this week?
Trying to bring others to God and not just focusing on yourself or what you need or what you want, but helping others get there.
I think I want to focus more on, like, talking to others, like, ask them how their day is and, like, how they're doing, and show them that, like, somebody cares about them, and, like, they don't just have to go through everything alone, and, yeah, instead of, like, talking about whatever that doesn't even matter, yeah.
I think focusing less on yourself and, like, more on other people.
So do you guys have any other takeaways from this week or this week's talk?
To be humble and not just focusing on yourself, and just helping, like, everyone that you can, and just hopefully bring them to God one day.
All right, so what is happening here at Crossroads next week?
The Christmas party.
The Christmas party, woohoo! Someone tell me what to expect at the Christmas party.
Gifts and getting to learn more about Jesus' birth.
Deep fried Oreos.
High-calorie snacks, as Jack would put it.
Yes.
Do you guys have friends that you guys are going to invite next week?
I invited at least, like, I want to say 20 people to the Christmas party.
Wow.
And at least 10 of them are coming, so.
Whoa, okay. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
All 10 of Austin's friends. Okay, cool. Well, we're excited for next week and the Christmas party. Like was mentioned, lots of good food, some Christmas gifts, the Christmas story, and just a great time to spread the message and love of Christmas with our friends. So we're looking forward to next week, and we will see you next time on the Homegrown Remix podcast of Crossroads Farm.
Crossroads Farm is happy to share coffee joy with you through the delicious Rich Roast Coffee. You can order yours by contacting the CRF office at crossroadsfarm.org and contact us to learn about our innovative ministry curriculum, The Arms of a Servant Leader, a 4-year strategic discipleship training resource. Follow us on Facebook at Crossroads Farm and Crossroads Farm RCI, also on Insta and Twitter.